It seems like corn clear across the area has been hailed, and some folks are trying to decide what to do with this hailed corn. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, what about that hailed corn? Some of the corn is in pretty tough shape, and the stalks are very bruised. In fact, it seems like every time we have strong winds, more corn plants just fall over. I've been out in some of these hailed corn fields, and I can just touch a corn plant, and it snaps off or falls over. Now, there are several options on what you can do with this hailed corn. First, you can just leave it and see what is harvestable. If this is your plan, you might stop by and pull some ears to look at pollination. I've had some questions and some poor pollination showing up in some fields across the area. Now, if there's tassels missing from some of the plants, the neighboring plants will shed enough pollen to help with pollination. But you really should stop, pull some ears, and check to see how your corn is pollinated. You might also be thinking about using that hailed corn for cattle feed, as silage or as baled feed. If that's the case, you should be thinking about the nitrates in the hailed corn, especially if you have irrigated corn with high nitrogen rates already applied. After severe hail damage, plants such as corn and grain sorghum tend to accumulate high levels of nitrate in the lower leaves and the stalk. And the higher nitrate levels is what I've been observing in the corn plants that have been broken off in the middle or on the upper portions of the plant. The higher nitrate levels have really shown up in the bottom 12 to 18 inches of the stem. The accumulation of nitrates in the lower stem is because the plant assimilation of these nitrates into amino acids has been slowed down. This is because of the lack of leaf area to drive those plant processes. Nitrate toxicity in livestock is because of its absorption into the bloodstream and binding to the hemoglobin. This makes the blood unable to carry oxygen throughout the body. The result is eventual asphyxiation and death. If you're swathing and baling hailed corn, nitrate levels will not change after it has been swathed. Therefore, swathing the corn 8 to 12 inches above the ground will help avoid the highest concentration of nitrates in the plant. Producers should collect a good representative forage sample above this cutting height to get an accurate determination of what the nitrate level could be. High nitrate forages chopped for silage and properly ensiled are a safer option for livestock feeding. During the ensiling process, potentially 50% of the nitrates in the forage will be metabolized by the microbes and can vastly reduce the risk of poisoning. There are a couple of ways to test for nitrate levels in the hailed corn. We have a quick test that can be completed at the extension office. It involves cutting the corn stalk lengthwise and dropping a sulfuric acid mixture on the stalk to see if it turns black. If it does turn black, that part of the stem has high nitrates. However, with this quick method, we do not know how high those high nitrate levels may be. A more accurate method is to cut several corn stalks or core sample corn stalk bales to send in a sample for analysis. The turnaround time on these samples is generally just a couple of days, and the results will tell you the level of nitrates in numerical values. This is the best way to know what the levels are and what you're feeding to your cattle. If you have any questions on nitrate or sampling for nitrates, give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or give me a call on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. I have a publication for nitrate toxicity posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy to see what I'm finding out in the field.